Hey friends, tickets are now available for our new series of live workshops taking place in November and December. They're focused on getting coffee professionals and small business owners better prepared for 2023. There's one for coffee professionals, one for those looking to start or grow their business as a coffee consultant, and there's one for customer acquisition planning that's tailored to small business owners. Go to mapperforward.coffee/events to grab tickets or check the show notes for details. Welcome to the Daily Coffee Pro by Mapper Forward, friends. I'm your host, Lee Safar, and this is the highlight conversation of the year for me. I am joined by Kira Kennedy, my dear, dear friend, Kira Kennedy, and we are going to have a conversation about a subject that could be just a walk in, our usual walk and talks, Kira, that we have every couple of weeks. We're going to talk about leadership and success and how they're defined today in the world, or shall we say not defined in the world. The reason this is the highlight conversation of the year for me is because it's been a very weird couple of years. And you and I, when we have conversations, we kind of explore all the big subjects. And for me, more than ever, leadership and success are more confusing now than they have ever been as to what they mean. And you are a real role model to me. You are somebody who your experience in the specialty coffee industry, being the CEO of Baratza, has been a light for many people in the industry of how to build a company, how to be a leader, and how to do something very unusual, which is lead from the heart as well as from a profit and loss statement. And you set a standard for what leading by taking care of customers means today, which is a very unusual way of doing things, and the consistency of it and the willingness and vulnerability to accept that, hey, we made mistakes along the way, and we use that vulnerability as a source of strength. And it's hugely inspirational for me and for a lot of people in the industry. And so as we wrap up a year that has been about exploring what are the problems that exist in the specialty coffee industry, for me, this is the number one issue that exists, and that is the fact that we don't really have a compass for what leadership is or a compass for what success is. You have just retired.
Yep.
And on behalf of everyone that listens to this podcast and I've spoken to about you, first of all, thank you, because you have set the bar very high. You have set the bar high for what businesses should be aiming to achieve, but you've set the bar high for personal accountability when it comes to what our responsibility is to each other in the industry. And that's really wonderful as we enter this time of uncertainty, I think, that's coming. For you, Kira, what has been your sentiment as you enter the next step of whatever it is that you're doing? Because you don't even know what the next step of what you're doing is, but that's for later. What sentiments do you take away from your time at Baratza?
I guess I'll start by just saying the last month has been pretty crazy and amazing, and it has been a walk down memory lane. Mm-hmm. So Kyle and I started Baratza 23 years ago, and it's very sad. Bittersweet would be the word to leave. Sad to leave the people and sad to leave the challenges. Baratza has been an incredible place to learn and grow and make mistakes and make successes and fix things. And I love problem solving and people. It's been a great place to experiment with leadership and learn about teams. And so it's hard to leave. And yet I know it's the right thing for me to do. And as you said, I really don't know what I'm going to do next. I want to take 6 months at least and not dive into anything and really think about what I care about and what's important. It's also been, I mean, it's been humbling and exciting to read some of the things that have been written about me. And the conversation with Mark Prince was amazing. And Mark Prince has been involved with us for 20 years, and I would say helped. He designed our first website. He wrote about our products. He helped build our brand. He's been to many SCAs with us. And we haven't been very close for the last 5, 6 years and haven't spent a lot of time together, but it was interesting to read his article, fun. And more importantly, or as important, it's been really great to get the emails and the comments that have been made by people. And Baratza has created a following, and people love the products. They love the customer support. They love the care. And to think about what we have accomplished together, from a little company that was bootstrapped together 20 years ago is just amazing. And to hear the kindness of people who don't know me and were thanking me and the team for the kind care we have given them. Whenever they call, whenever they order something, how many times I've answered the phone and talked to a coffee roaster to solve a problem. And those memories were told to me time and time again. I just wanted to remind you that you answered the phone and you did this for me 10 years ago, and I appreciate it and thank you. And I guess I have heard a lot about my kindness. I don't necessarily think I'm always so kind, but I've heard a lot about how we as a company have an attitude. And it was funny, they were talking about our customer support people, and someone said, yeah, they have an attitude. And the attitude is they're going to get it done. They're going to take care of you. And when you're done, you feel listened to, you feel seen, and you feel cared for. And they might not have solved all the problems, but they have believed you and they're moving forward to get it handled. And I think that's a real compliment to Baratza that, and probably to me, that one of my values has always been to treat people with kindness and dignity. No matter what is going on. And there's really no reason why we wouldn't do that. And even if we disagree or there's a big problem, how do we come together and coordinate and figure out how we get a win-win out of it?
And I know you say that there's no reason why we wouldn't do that. But in one of the upcoming episodes, we're going to talk about people over profits or profits over people. Because profits is a reason that people wouldn't do that. And so I really want to deep dive in that into that subject with you. But as we go through this series, I really want us to unpack the idea of leadership, what it is, and success, what it is. Today, let's talk about what success means. From your perspective as a leader, how do you look at defining success in the way that you, I mean, your job as a leader is to plot a course, right? When you're at a very like basic level, that's what a leader's supposed to do. How do you as a leader define success?
Well, I think one thing I would add to what a leader is that I think a leader can see possibilities. And if you really think of the great leaders, social justice leaders of our history, you would say that a lot of people can't even see the possibility of what they were seeing, Gandhi or Martin Luther King Jr., or what that change could happen and there was a possibility of that change. And first of all, I think as we look at business leaders as well as social justice leaders, is what's possible and what can we get other people to help us accomplish? Because the word leadership is you're leading somebody and you're trying to get some sort of result. And so you have to come up with a shared vision of where you're going. And when you think of what are the shared visions that people are inspired by, or people want to follow or buy the products, you think of, and I don't know any of them and I didn't write them down, but it's not, we want to become a $10 billion company. We want to have great profits. We want to grow. That isn't what inspires customers, and it's not what inspires us as human beings. We're all looking for something a little more than that. And so I think it's having a shared vision of what's possible. And I remember I used to always say, all we do is make coffee grinders. I don't think we're going to change the world. And one of the funny things about some
I
of the
do love that.
messages that I got was, I just wanted you to know, Kira, you changed my mornings every single morning. And that was funny how many of those messages came through, that we all know that a cup of coffee first thing in the morning might be changing the world. And I know that when my coffee grinder isn't working, it's not going to be a very good morning because I'm not going to get the coffee I really would like. So there is that little piece of it. But more importantly was, our mission at Baratza might have been precision coffee grinders, or we'll grind and you brew a great cup of coffee, whatever you want to call it. But it was also around, we want everybody that we touch to feel cared for. And that means we wanted everybody who had our products to feel cared for. We hope they were designed well, they gave you the coffee you wanted, they were reliable. And if they weren't, we had a group of support people that were going to get you grinding as fast as we could. And we wanted to listen to you. So I think those, is that a vision that's going to change the world? Well, probably not. But what was interesting is that vision of care really took off at Baratza. And when you look around different podcasts, different blogs, different Reddit, wherever, it's often, yeah, Baratza cares. And it is what we aim to do, and it is what people remember of us. And so I guess when I think of what is a successful brand, for instance, it's really, I think, that people, your customers, your, in the case of us, our retailers and our employees, they trust us, they trust our products, they believe that we're doing the right thing, they share the information, they buy our products, they talk about our products, and that's what made us successful. So a successful brand is, I guess, the continuing effort to take care and meet the demands of those customers, those people.
And it sounds like the strategy is we're going to build it well, whether building it is the grinder or it's the business or it's the way we engage with teams, or we're going to build it well and everything will follow after that? Was there a confidence that everything would follow after that? Or was it like a hope that everything would follow after that?
You know, I think it was a confidence that everything would follow after that. I do realize, I remember in college, I was TAing this class, and it was an entrepreneur business class, and it was a computer program, and you got to decide, you were competing with all these other entrepreneurs, and you decided where to put your money and what was important to you. And when I first was learning how to do it, I thought product was the most important thing. So put all your money into products, because great products will, people buy great products, the better. And I always went bankrupt. And as I started to learn about the program, of course, there were people that were building bad products and were spending all their money on marketing. And there were people that were spending money on operations. And there were people that, so people were picking what to do. And the important part of the program was to say, oh, you have to be doing a little bit of everything. And you have to figure out when to do, put your money into research and development, when to put your money into brand and marketing, and how to make sure your operations are going to take care of the customers. And so it was a kind of silly, quick way to begin to say business isn't all one thing. But if you have great products, or at least good products, and you have great operations, and operations would include customer care, customer service of some kind, and you let people know your product exists through some sort of marketing, you're going to build a brand. And in the putting those three things together, we have a Venn diagram that used to say it's our three-legged stool. If your products aren't working, your marketing isn't working, or your operations isn't working, the stool is not going to stand up, and it's going to begin to affect all the other things. Mm-hmm. And so it was interesting at Brazza, when we would have a product problem, of course, our customer support people would be overwhelmed, and our marketing people would start getting lots of
pushback,
bad messages and pushback. And so what was interesting is you could begin to see that if all three of those were working well, and the teams were working well together, then we as a company were going to be growing and successful. Where if any one of those three were not doing well, then we were going to have problems. And they were all run by people. They were all run by our employees. Now, when I left, there were 30 people. But in 2017, when I became the CEO, we probably only had about 12 people.
Yeah, wow.
And so it's a little company, but it was important that we kept people, we communicated with them, we trained them, we gave them the autonomy to make decisions and take care of customers. And together, that's what helped build our brand. And I think brand is everything a company does, and including management, including that vision, including that leadership. And if you have a great brand that the customer trusts and believes in and wants the products, then there's a pretty good chance that you're going to be successful.
You couldn't have set us up for the next episode any better. In the next episode, I'm like sitting here going, yes, Kira, go, Kira. The next episode is building successful teams and what the elements that go into building a successful team. And let's just go have that conversation now. Perfect. Thanks, everyone. Peace, love, and peanut butter. Have an amazing rest of your day. Thanks for tuning in, friends. There are two ways you can support this podcast. Firstly, become a paid member of our YouTube channel. Secondly, you can join our Patreon for as little as $3 a month. Both have options for exclusive ad-free content and early release content. Don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast with your friends. The Daily Coffee Pro is produced by Map It Forward, and the music you're listening to is called Run, Run, Run off of my album Laundry After Midnight. To get older episodes of this podcast, as well as more information on Map It Forward, head to mapitforward.coffee. You can find links and more information in the show notes below.